Thousands of Somalis fleeing famine in their own country are continuing to arrive at refugee camps in Kenya. More than 12 million people in the Horn of Africa are in need of immediate food aid, including nearly half the Somali population. Ron Redmond is UNHCR regional spokesperson for East and the Horn of Africa, who is based at the world's biggest refugee camp at Dadaab in Kenya. He told Lydia O'Kane how they are coping with the influx of refugees.
It's been a matter of trying to keep up with huge numbers of refugees coming across, actually over the last 6 months, but it's increasing, and in just in the last 2 months, for example, here in the Dadaab camp where I'm based right now, we've had more than 70,000 Somalis arrive, and that's in a camp that was already severely overcrowded. Since the beginning of the year, we've had about 127,000 Somalis flee just to Dadaab alone, and that is a very large number. It brings the total number of Somalis in this camp to about 420,000. So it's a very, very large population here. The place is bursting at the seams.
Would there be a chance of extending the camp or moving people if you just can't fit any more?
We are extending the camp. We've received permission from the Kenyan government to open a couple of new sites. One of them is called the EFO Extension, where we're moving people from the outskirts of the Dadaab camp, where they have been having to set up temporary quarters inside the camp now to EFO. By November, we hope we'll have about 90,000 people in there. And then another totally new camp called Cambios will be open in the next week or so. And by November, we'll probably have another 90,000 people in there, because what we're trying to do is decongest the existing camp and try to get some 60,000 people who are living outside the camps in temporary quarters inside.
What's the situation with regard to maybe disease, things like that? That could be definitely a fear.
It is a serious problem. Here in Dadaab, which is the world's largest refugee camp, I mean, we've been here for 20 years, so this is not a new situation here, and we have established medical non-governmental organizations that are already working here. So there's a pretty good health network. But in Ethiopia, in the Dalawado camps, which is right on the triangle where Kenya, Ethiopia, and Somalia meet, it's a different situation. Those camps haven't been there as long. They're not as well established, and there's a measles problem right now. And measles can be a very deadly problem when you've already got a malnourished and weak population. So there have been deaths from measles in those camps in Ethiopia, and in fact, we're rushing emergency people in there and trying to get the vaccination program out to everybody possible as quickly as possible, all children under the age of 15 being vaccinated, because these kinds of vaccination programs simply don't exist in many parts of Somalia.
With regard to the situation in Somalia, we saw, of course, that light at the end of the tunnel with that airlift into Mogadishu, the first in 5 years. That must have brought just a sprinkling of hope.
Well, it did. UNHCR and other UN agencies are flying more and more humanitarian supplies into Somalia. We're also looking at the possibility of doing what we call cross-border operations, particularly from these refugee camps that we operate along the border. For example, here in Dadaab in Kenya, there's a corridor coming out of Somalia toward these camps, and the same with a corridor heading into Ethiopia to those camps. So we're sending staff into those corridors to assess what the needs are in there with internally displaced people, because a lot of them don't actually want to cross the border and live in a closed camp if they don't have to. They want to remain close to their farms in case the rains come again, and they can they could quickly move back home and start planting. So it's really urgent for the international community to try to get assistance inside Somalia to these people who want to remain as close to home as possible.
Does that remain difficult with regard to the security situation, however?
Yes, the security in Somalia remains a concern. We've been airlifting supplies into Mogadishu, for example, because it's urgent to get the stuff in there as quickly as possible, but then getting it distributed is another problem. In Mogadishu, for example, there have been some 100,000 internally displaced people headed toward Mogadishu just in the past few months, and this is one of the most dangerous cities in the world. So that's an illustration of how dangerous and how desperate people are in to get assistance to go to a place like an insecure place like Mogadishu. So once we get the supplies in there, it's a whole new problem to get it distributed. But we are working in many places across Somalia, and we're hoping to open a lot more.